Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So, I am back from Tenerife.
She's landed.
Safe and sound, I might add as well.
You didn't have to do a loop the loop to land.
No, I was slightly worried yesterday because obviously there was storm Aisha on Sunday. I sort of missed all this because I was away.
Yeah.
But there was a storm a-brewing and a storm a-happening. And I thought, oh God, we're going to have to land in these strong winds. I thought it's going to be terrible. It's going to be the worst flight and landing of my entire life.
Yeah.
Landed at East Mids.
Yeah.
One of the best landings I've ever had. I was worrying about it for hours beforehand. Absolutely fine.
That's good.
However, something stressful did happen whilst I was in Tenerife.
Go on.
So I was only there for 2.5 days, but it was just nice to get a little bit of sun, a little bit of vitamin D. Oh, mate. Ordering pale rosé in Tenerife was tough.
That's mental, isn't it? Because you'd think they'd have that down.
It was
not good.
So
I remember a Malta being like that, pulling out a dark rose, and you're like, what?
Yeah, they really seem to like the their dark rose in Tenerife. So, dinner on the first night, right? And I was trying to explain to this waiter what I wanted. I had to Google it and show him a picture of some pale rose. And he went, oh, yes, I know what you mean. So off he went. Came back, and it'd been such a palaver. He came back with not the darkest rosé I've ever seen, but it wasn't the palest either. And he poured it, and yeah, this one, and I didn't have the heart. I went, yeah, okay, that'll do. And I sat there and I thought, oh no, I can't drink it. So I didn't actually, I had a little sip and I thought, I can't. It's too sweet. Yeah, oh, it'll put me about.
No.
So I left that and then went into the bar afterwards and got myself a pale rosé. Anyway, the problems didn't stop there. Okay.
Oh, God.
So then we were having lunch one day and ordered a pale rosé. Again, they brought out this dark thing. And I thought, no, for the love of God, I can't do it. So I did say this time.
Did you complain to management?
Well, not to management, but it would have gone that far if they hadn't brought me the right one.
God.
I sampled 3 rosés before they brought me the palest one. And then literally, hallelujah, we got there. And they got me a pale rosé. I thought, this is what I've been waiting for all holiday.
Why did it take them so long to get you the pale rosé? Why did they not understand?
I think they just, the dark rosé, it must be a thing over there. That must be what they like. Maybe they have one that they grow over there. I don't know. Perhaps the grapes are just that colour.
Christ.
But it was really quite stressful. I mean, I know you guys have had a storm here, but I had a real stress trying to order some pale rosé in Tenerife in the sun, okay? Welcome to the Laura and Becky Show. We are best friends. We used to do a radio show together. We don't anymore. And now we do this podcast on the daily.
We are sponsored by Prince Family Law Sisters, Redbrick Estate Agents and East Midlands Airport, which we went to last week. Hang on, wait, did we talk about that?
Hang on a minute.
Hold your horses.
Hold up.
No, we didn't. We didn't talk about it on the Friday because we had to pre-rec Friday because you work for Lion.
You're quite right.
We went and kind of learnt how to be a security officer. So that was, we try and take these things seriously, but I think we messed about a bit too much at one point.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, it's when we were frisking each other. I know. That's when we got the giggles.
We got taught how to frisk someone. But I had to frisk Becky and Becky had to frisk me.
And we were laughing.
You frisked my arms and then I frisked your bottom and your legs.
Which is funny, isn't it?
It is funny.
It was a bit ticklish as well. Yeah. And Laura's going under my armpits and it was making me laugh. But we had people watching us as well, which made it even funnier. I just couldn't stop laughing. But I'm going to put the video on our Insta and TikTok later on today because I haven't done it yet.
It's a fascinating section of the airport.
Isn't it?
I reckon it all goes down. It does all go down in security, doesn't it?
It does all go down. And he was telling us some interesting stories.
Oh yeah, blimey.
And also they've got jobs in security and various other areas of the airport as well. So if you do fancy it, go to their website. You can see what jobs they've got available.
Yeah, have a look at our reel as well.
So I landed at East Mids yesterday, obviously. I actually thought we landed later than we did because Johan asked me, he said, what time do you land? I said, 5:30. He said, oh, I'll just be going home then. But we actually landed at 3:30.
Oh.
Not quite sure how it happened. But yeah, had a very nice landing. And I have to say this, we flew from Manchester.
Did anyone clap?
No. Good. On the way there, they clapped though, but not on the way back. Would you think
Well, I guess
they would?
You're more like, yay, we're here when you get there.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone was worried about this windy landing. You'd think they'd be really happy about that, but no, nobody clapped. And what was I going to say? So I went from Manchester and it is busy.
Busy airport. Well, did you go from Terminal 3?
Yes. Ooh. Which I'm just going to say, I'm not a massive
Terminal 3. Listen, in balance, Terminal 1 and Terminal 2. Is it Terminal 1 that I usually go to when I go to Florida? That is a banging terminal. Ooh, that's the one.
But Terminal 3, I mean, let's not... I don't like the bar
don't get
area. Also, the lounge, you can never blooming get in. So we'd booked lounge tickets, but it like hadn't... We hadn't reserved a time. I don't know. Listen, Dave booked them, not me, okay? And we went then. They were like, yeah, sorry, you can't come in yet. We were like, what? We've only got 2 hours before our flight. We have to come in and drink all the Prosecco you've got. We can't possibly not come in. So we had to go away, come back, and then actually we did get in. But I'm not too keen on the lounge. It's just, you know. So it was quite a like process at Manchester Airport, just because it's so busy. It takes a bit longer to get through. East Mids, easy peasy.
Straight through.
Quick. I mean, so quick. Yeah. It made me fall in love with East Mids all over again.
It's almost like you save time. Like you go back in time when you go from East Mids. Yeah, all
Loved
the time
it.
In the world.
Yeah, it was great. So right, well done, East Mids. Well, enjoyed my experience yesterday.
Well done, Johan. It's all down to Johan.
It is. Of course it is. Have you forgotten what we're doing?
Is it Lisa Snowden?
Yeah.
Right, so you know, obviously, I was going to say Ali McBeal. She doesn't follow us.
That's a great show though, isn't it, by the way?
Ali
McBeal?
Yeah. Ali of the Ham. Ali Hammond. She follows us, right? Mm. And I was bang on about how much I love Lisa Snowden, right? Now, on my personal Insta, it's like a private account and I deleted so many people to bloody ages. By the way, Insta, if you're listening, find a different way to delete people.
Yeah, it's an effort,
isn't
it?
Oh my God, it took me over 5 days, 2 hours a day. Mm. Anyway, got there, locked the account and then...
locked it down. In, guys.
I don't want people looking at my stuff. Anyway, and I don't go on it now at all. In fact, I might as well just close the whole... I never go on it. But I was on it the other day and Lisa Snowden had put a reel on and she looks beautiful by this pool. I'm a big fan of her. She helped me out loads last year just by putting a reel on. And so she put, I can't believe this is my life. Like, I feel very grateful, blah, blah. So all I did was comment from my personal account going, you're one of my favourite people on here or something like that. Anyway, blow me bloody down. If an hour later, Lisa Snowden follows you.
No.
On my shitty little 400 people account, and I just thought, no, I want her to, not this account, Lisa, not this one.
So did she like comment back or anything?
Yeah, she was like, hi lovely, blah blah blah, as if we're into mates, and then she followed me.
Love it.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to leave it a bit and I'm going to message her and be like, Lisa, I've got two other accounts. Why don't you
follow on this one, love?
Yeah. I think she'd like a bit of cheater videos. She's probably seen it, to be fair.
Yeah.
Alison Hammond's probably shown her their friends.
Yeah, Gino DeCampo.
Just one step closer to this morning. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, Gina DeCampo, they all are.
Do you know what? I like Lisa Snowden as well. She's very down to earth, isn't she? And normal and honest.
She's probably
well.
The number one person I'd like to get on this pod. I'm building up to it. Mm. I think she'd come. If I was like, look, you really helped me out. I might tell her my story, remind her of the messages we've had. And then I might pop the question.
Do you know what? If you don't ask, you don't get, do you? Yeah. Do it.
There we go. Lisa Snowden following me. She's my 498th follower now.
Oh, Lisa.
I bet she's like, oh, bless her. She's not got many.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, just follow her back because she needs a few more people following her, yeah, love. we've done something different for us today. I mean, literally the polar opposite to what we normally do. But we loved it.
We were like teachers for the morning this morning.
We were lecturers.
We've been to a college. We've been to the media department of a college. Yes. And we've basically delivered a session.
Delivered a session. Well, we got asked, didn't we, to go along to speak to the media students because they do all sorts of different media stuff, like, I don't know, radio, journalism, podcasting. And the actual lecturer, the real lecturer, was like, will you come in and talk to them about what you do on your podcast, how you started, perhaps give them a little demonstration? We were like, yes, we will.
We will. So we got there this morning. What I loved is like, I literally went, right, I mean, what are we going to do? And you went, we'll just do what we usually do. And I thought, we ain't done this before. But we haven't done it. But we did do what we usually do, which is blag it a little bit. But I think we were quite informative and educational.
It was really funny because we went in and there was probably about 15 students in this kind of classroom. And we both got the giggles a bit because we sort of looked through the window and they're all sat there like eyeballing us. And we were like, oh God. So we started like chuckling a bit before we went in. But actually, we sort of sat in our chairs and we got quite into it.
I mean, at one point, someone came in late and we kept going, yes, come in, take a seat. And so she sat down, then the next person came and then it became a thing. We're like, come in, take a seat. Hello, come in, take a seat. I tell you what though, a couple of them quite late.
Yep, I have to say, college is a lot more relaxed than I thought it was, and certainly more relaxed than it was in my day. I mean, the real lecturer, very nice. She's our kind of gal, by the way.
Yeah.
She was
very laid back,
which we're here for. But I don't remember lecturers being that laid back in my day.
I didn't go to college, so I don't know about this kind of stuff. But it was very laid back.
Well, I thought they'd be kind of like teachers, but maybe slightly cooler because it's college. But I thought they'd have the same kind of like air about them.
Yeah.
But then like students were just coming in whenever they want. It was a Costa and got a coffee if they wanted. And it was all very like, what do you call it? When, not free play, that's when toddlers go off and do their own thing at nursery, isn't it? But like, it was like that.
Yeah.
But for big kids.
Yeah. But I mean, the facilities they have are great. They had a TV studio.
Yeah.
It was great. They asked a few questions. She said they were very, you know, usually they look a bit bored. Well, usually she said they fall asleep and have guests, but we managed to keep them awake. And we did get a few questions.
You said
shit once, and I thought, oh,
you nudged me.
Well,
at that point, we'd bedded in a bit. And I thought, we're all friends here. We're all comfortable. And I thought, yeah, I'm just going to say the word. I can't even say it on the pod, and I said
it
in
college.
Do you know
what, though? I actually think, considering we did no prep,
I mean, no prep whatsoever.
We were bouncing off each other.
Yeah.
You talked, I talked, you talked, I talked. It's as if we'd have prepared that for weeks. Yeah.
You cracked a little joke, I laughed. Do you know what? I have to say, I really enjoyed it. So are we now lecturers? Can we put this on our CV?
I actually think so. If anyone else wants.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
a lecture.
Yeah, we're there.
Let us know.
If you want to see us in action, we put a couple of little videos on our Instagram today at the Laura and Becky Show, just to show that we weren't lying, just to show that we were actually at a college with real students and real people.
I tell you what, teenagers though, they're terrifying.
They are quite scary.
I've got
scary.
To, but I don't know why, but like, oh.
Yeah, well, they're not very impressed by anything. It's all a bit like, meh.
They aren't.
No, nothing impresses them.
Nothing.
No.
Not even us. Right, need to talk about something. I actually put it on our Instagram yesterday, on a little Insta story. And something at the moment is annoying me slightly. Okay. Cool. And so at the moment, you're probably the same. In my car, I'm listening to...
Ariana.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just, and God, what a song.
I can't stop listening
to it. What a song. Mm-hmm. And also Murder on the Dance Floor by Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Yeah, it's made a comeback.
Well, this is my point, okay? So I was in the car the other day with Rosie, and that, my 15-year-old, and that came on, and she was singing, belting it out, and we were both singing, and then I said something, and she just stopped, and she just was like, it's not that, you don't say that, that's not the lyric or something. And I literally turned the radio all the way off, and I looked at her, and I went, babe, I've known this song before you were born. I believe it came out in 99 or 2000, wasn't it?
Yeah, was this the one?
So it was Murder on the Dance Floor, Sophie Ellis-Bextor up against Victoria Beckham.
Hang on, was it though? Or was it Spiller Groove Jet that was up against Dame Bowers? Oh. Yeah, no, I think we've got it wrong.
Hang on, who was against who?
So I think it was Dame Bowers and Victoria Beckham with You're Out of Your Mind.
Against Murder on the Dance Floor.
No, I think it was Spiller Groove Jet. So Sophie Ellis-Bextor sang that.
What? It's another great song.
That is a great song.
Don't tell them, because they'll nick it.
All nick it.
The people.
Oh, the youngsters.
They bloody
the youngsters will take
so they're
it.
They're all like, Murder on the Dance Floor. Oh, isn't this a great song? And I'm like,
it's been around a while, guys.
Yeah, we bought that single,
yeah, we
right?
Took it
we
to
spent
number one.
Our money. Yeah.
Yeah.
We were like, come on, get
we
it to number
it on
one.
Cassette,
yeah.
Didn't it, we?
Cassette.
Bought it on cassette.
Yeah. And now all of these bloody teenagers are like, oh, and then like, oh, Saltburn. It's like,
and they're all, oh, drop me a pen. I'm getting really passionate. Yeah. And they're all recreating the scene, aren't they, on TikTok
yes.
and Instagram? Molly May has
yes.
done it, hasn't she?
We're not doing that.
Are
I did
not?
Think it would be quite good.
Yeah,
but no, where are we going to do it?
We could Round do here? It. Who's got a nice house we could do it in?
So Mozzy message saying, yes, Murder on the Dance Floor is ours. Mm. I'm age 45 and 4 months.
So I love the 4 months.
Yeah, someone else, but it's our song.
Yeah.
I mean, it's proper, like, loads of people have responded. I can't keep up with all of them, but everyone's basically like, yep, mine, me. It really
it's
annoys me.
It's from our era.
It's irritating me. But however, I will say, it's a banger of a song.
It's so good. So hang on a minute. So do the youngsters think it's a new song? Do they know it's an old song? Or do they not care?
I don't think that... They don't care, mate,
no.
do they?
It's
think
a
they
bit
think...
like, you know when we heard a song that was like sampled from an old song, our parents would go, oh, well, that's taken from The Drifters. The Drifters
yes.
did that back in my day. It's kind of like that.
I can see how irritating that is. We were having Sunday lunch of the day and I said, let's put a playlist on whilst we eat. And I said, a Luther Vandross playlist.
Oh, bangers.
It's so good.
Oh. Can we just talk about Sophie Ellis-Bextor? She doesn't age either. What's she using? What is she putting on her face?
Well, there could be a little injection here and there.
Yeah, what's she up to? I want to know.
I don't know. She just looked great. Remember Sally, her mum, Blue Peter?
Yes.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah.
I always think that's really weird. I always think Zoe Ball's dad is Johnny Ball, isn't he? And he's tiny.
Who's he again?
Johnny
Ball.
What was Johnny Ball on? Oh my God, what was he on?
He
was
I can't think what
was he on Blue
like.
Peter? Tiny little man.
Tiny
Johnny
little
Ball.
Man.
You know, Johnny Ball.
You know, Johnny.
They called him Bally.
And Sophie Ellis-Bextor, she's married to someone famous, isn't she? A man in a band.
Yes.
What band's he in?
God, we don't know a lot today, do we?
They sing... What's that song? It's a really good song. Oh, God.
We don't
know
the band. We don't know his name. We don't know the song.
The feeling. She's married to a man from The Feeling.
Right. What song do they sing? If you have a minute. No, it's not that, is it?
Can't remember. I'm getting them in the script muddled up.
Anyway, moral of the story is back off, teenagers.
It's ours.
Back off. Right, mate.
So I just got back from Tenerife last night. And I mean, you all know this, being from Tenerife.
Yeah, you tell me.
There's certain areas, isn't there, where it's like the young people go, then the older people go. Mm-hmm. So we were in Los Cristianos.
You said you were in Los Jigs.
Yeah, I got it wrong.
Christ on a bike. Yep. Also, there's no pool in the bar. Bar in the pool.
I know, I don't know what I was thinking. I thought we had a pool bar. We didn't.
So you didn't when you were landing? You didn't know if there was a bar in the pool?
No.
And you didn't know where you were staying?
No. I thought, why did I say Los
Jigs? You said Los Jigs. Yeah, Los Gigantes.
No. Well, it might have been between, I don't know. Anyway, a lot of older folk.
Yeah, I think in the winter it is a lot of the older folk.
Which actually I don't mind. I've got the same routine as them.
Yeah, I mean, you are practically the older folk.
Yeah, I like to get up early and I notice they all get up at the crack of dawn. They all sit on their balconies at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
And I quite like to get up early these days. I've reached that age where I like to be up with the lark, okay? And the old people in Los Cristianos. Also, they like to reserve their spots around the pool very early. But I also like to do that. I like to put a towel down. And I noticed that some of them had, I mean, I haven't gone this far.
The pegs.
Two pegs. I have two pegs. Each sun lounger.
Bloody genius.
Yeah.
Mate. I have pegs. Well, do you have pegs yet?
No, I haven't quite got to that point.
No, I think the youngsters have pegs.
I admired it from afar. I thought, fair play.
Isn't that... Why did we not do that when we were younger?
Don't know.
Yeah, I like the pegs.
So, and also, it makes it more difficult for people to take it off. So, you know, if like someone goes in, they're like, I'm going to steal that. Yeah, you can't because it's pegged down. I mean, it is genius, isn't it?
Right.
So there I was admiring their pegs. And I thought I got to the pool early, or the terrace, wherever we were that day, to get a towel on. No.
No.
They were there earlier. They must have been there from 6 a.m.
Do they all know each other?
They all... know each other. And then they had like a routine. So I mean, I was only there for 2 days, but I noticed their routine. So they would go for dinner early. So there'd be a massive queue at the buffet when it opened at 6:30. Why they stood in the queue and didn't just think, oh, I'll wait 10 minutes till the queue goes on. I don't know. But they got in this queue and they waited.
Mm.
And they'd have their dinner early. Then they'd go and get their place in the bar for the evening entertainment. And we did the same thing. We sort of followed their lead. So went for dinner early, queued up, and then went into the bar. They like to sit at the front. They like to get right at the front where the entertainment's happening so they can get involved. And I mean, it was the cutest thing. It actually made me nearly want to cry.
That video you sent me, I watched it. I can't tell you, I could not stop watching it.
Honestly, they like to dance, the older people. It's like their time to get up. And some of them were waltzing together on the slow dances. Husbands and wives, they were like... And
what I love is they dance opposite each other. They don't really look at each other.
No, they don't talk. They go through the motions,
yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
So they were doing that.
Wanna dance the night away. And they're like, oh, yeah, this is great.
Yeah, well, some of them would really go for it when a bit more of an upbeat song came on. So this is the guy that I sent to you. I mean, I've got so many videos of that man. So another thing, when you're on holiday... and you're staying like in the same place and you have dinner in the same place every night, you often see the same people and then you give them nicknames, don't you? So we had a few people. So we had high trousers.
That was him, right?
That was the guy I sent to. I mean, obviously it's because he had very high trousers. And his wife, who was quite grumpy looking actually, but they did dance a lot. We called her Penfold because she looked like Penfold. So it's high trousers and Penfold, right?
Right.
So that night, high trousers, as you saw, was giving it large on the dance floor. I mean, they must have been probably in their late 70s, would you say?
Well, I'd say early 70s.
Would you think?
Oh, yeah.
No, Penfold was in her late 70s, I reckon.
I don't know. I don't think people in their late 70s move like he moved.
Honestly, they were more flexible than me. I couldn't believe it.
Is there's no inhibitions. They don't care who's... Well, they don't care you're there filming them. They're like, go on.
They're just there having their dance.
At one point, he's like hopping, like dancing and like hopping at the same time.
Yeah.
And then what I love is, in his little mind, he thinks, I'm going to do a lap of this dance floor.
Yeah, he kept
and
doing laps.
Off he skips and she just carries on dancing like it's normal. And he's off round the dance floor.
That was my favourite bit. So he danced with Penfold for a bit, high trousers. Then high trousers were thinking, I'm gonna do a lap. But he literally do a whole lap of the outside of the dance floor. And also there was like posts in the corners of the dance floor. He'd grab onto those posts like it was a pole in a strip club. And he'd swing himself around. His knees were going up really high. He was shaking his hips. Honestly, he provided so much entertainment for the whole 2 days we were there.
Did you see him around the pool in the day?
At breakfast we did. So what we would say is, I'd be like, hey, high trousers and Penfold are in.
Oh,
and there was another couple, I don't Did I send these to you? I don't think I did. We called them the mullets because right. they both had mullets, right? But they would get up for nearly every song. They had the same routine for every single song, okay? It did get slightly tiresome. I wish they'd had a few different moves. But they would literally twirl each other constantly. There was no let up from twirling. So it was like, and I kept saying to Dave, I was
like, sick.
Yeah, it's gonna make, she's going to be dizzy in a minute. She's going to make herself ill. Anyway, they kept doing it. Even Dave said, I'm bored of this now. He said, they need a new move. But then we'd see them at breakfast. We're like, mullets are at breakfast. Oh, Penfolds at breakfast. Oh, high trousers at breakfast.
Oh, God.
I literally live for the nicknames when you're on holiday.
Did you leave that hotel?
We did. On the first night, we went for a bit of a wander. But what we came to realise was we really enjoyed just
to stay
being with High Trousers, Penfold and the Mullets in the old person's bar.
Yeah.
There was nothing more for us out there.
No.
It's a bit like you and I. We went to Mallorca. We had all these high hopes of going to Palma and, you know, these lovely rooftop bars. We didn't leave our hotel.
No.
No.
Yeah.
Sometimes the grass isn't always greener.
No.
Okay? So stick with what you've got.
Well, let's round this up. Basically, you're now old.
I'm here for it though.
You're up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
You need a peg for your sunbed.
Before bed as well.
Peppermint tea. Yeah. Okay. Right. What are those holidays you go on where there's no kids?
Saga holidays.
That's what you want.
Get me
you're
on one of those.
Prime beef.
Yeah. I tell you what, if Saga's listening to this, if you want to sponsor the podcast, that's fine.
Oh, God, I don't know if I am. I Saga?
Send me on a Saga cruise.
I think I
mate, you're
am.
More Saga than me. Do not give me that. Well, you were Saga about 10 years ago.
What I like about a Saga holiday, not that I've been on one, there's another one. What's the one for couples?
Sandals?
Is that just
the one where it has like sandals in the bottom of the
it's
pool?
It's the no kids. It's the no kids.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've been there, done it with kids now. Yeah. So I'm like, old people with no kids.
Yeah,
sign
me
up.
Give us the old
Saga,
people.
You know where we are.
Yeah, come get us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta @ The Laura and Becky Show.